Bava Basra, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah will discuss a scenario where somebody has paid part of their loan off, and normally what happens in that scenario is that since there is a shtar, a loan document, documenting the loan, so let's say for $100 and he pays off $50, so normally you could write a receipt. The lender would send a receipt, write a receipt that I've received $50, and therefore, if the lender would produce that $100 shtar, the borrower could say, well, I have a receipt from you for $50, so you can only collect $50. But for whatever reason, instead of doing that, in this case of our Mishnah, they decided to give it to a third party. They took the shtar for $100 and gave it to a third party, and he's supposed to keep track of the payments and how much is owed. So Mishnah reads, Misha para miktsas chovo, someone who paid off part of his loan, the hishlish es shtaro, and the two parties agreed to put the loan document with a third party. For amar lo, and the borrower says to the trustee, the third party, he says, if I don't give to you the rest of the money that I owe here, and you're on behalf of the lender, and by such and such time, ten lo shtaro, give him back the whole loan. You know, give him the loan document for $100, even though I've already paid off 50. Basically, if I don't pay off the other 50, he can collect the whole 100. That's what he says to him. So he gives man velo nasan. Now, what happens if that time arrives and he didn't pay off the rest of the loan? Do we say that now the shlish can give the shtar back for $100 to the lender, and the lender now can collect $100 or not? So Rabbi Yossi Omer Gitain. Rabbi Yossi says yes, give him the shtar and he'll collect $100, even though he was only originally owed $50. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yitain. No, he should not give it to him. So the Gemara explains that this machlokas, this dispute is about the idea of a smachta. Is a smachta kanya or is a smachta lo kanya? What a smachta is where basically it's like a bet, where somebody says that I'm going to do such and such, and if I don't do such and such, if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to give you such and such, I'm going to give you something. But really, the reason I say that I'm going to give you that item, if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, or if it doesn't work out the way I want it to work out, is because I'm assuming it's going to work out my way. I'm assuming that things are going to go my way, I'm going to pay off the loan, it's going to work out, and I'm just doing this as an assurance to tell you that if you don't get paid, I'm going to give you more than you deserve. So the question is that a valid kinyan? Does that work or not? So the Manda Omar, who says Asmachta is Kanya, that's Rabbi Yossi, who says you should give him the document for $100, he maintains that, yes, indeed, when I say that in case it doesn't happen, doesn't work out, I don't end up paying him off, I'm giving him that amount. Now, how do we explain the $50 I already gave him? We understand that $50 was a gift, and now I still owe him $100. That's how he would interpret that. And the other mandamer says, "Asmachta lo kanya, my heart was not really in it. I did it just to assure him, and I didn't really fully mean it. And therefore, we can't give the lender the shtar of $100 back, because he's not allowed to collect $100. It's not his to collect."